Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinski from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with Chapter 12, Part 2, pages 616 to 617. Chapter 12, The Singers of the Mystical Temple, Part 2. To this are inclined the sighs of the afflicted. The troubles of my heart are multiplied. Deliver me from my necessities. That's from Psalm 25, verse 17. Of the penitent, I said, I will confess against myself my injustice to the Lord, and you have forgiven the wickedness of my sin. Psalm 32, verse 5. Of the tempted, O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Psalm 70, verse 2. Of the slandered, let them be confounded and come to nothing that detract my soul. Let them be covered with confusion and shame that seek my hurt. Psalm 71, verse 13. Of the assailed, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the protector of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, verse 1. Of the confused, enlighten my eyes, that I never sleep in death, lest at any time my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Psalm 13, verses 4 and 5. More examples of this kind can be drawn, both from the Psalms of David and diverse prayers of various saints. Indeed, necessity and God teach us such things. Therefore, the devout soul should just be watchful, lest it expel the God of infinite goodness from itself by some grave sin, and should not be too anxious about experiencing emotions, similar to the examples above. Its musicians follow the king everywhere. But if anything is to be attributed to the ancient masters of yet good philosophy, and their admonitions are not entirely to be rejected, then I shall be allowed to declare, with Tully, nothing is more sweet than the harmony of the virtues. This harmony pleases Almighty God, who wants us to be perfect as He Himself is. O God, make us to understand the way of your justifications, and we shall be exercised in your wondrous works. See Psalm 118, verse 27. In the second half of this chapter, St. Stanislaus turns to the difficult emotions that we can experience in this life. Jesus once told St. Faustina to share even her miseries with him. She had thought that she was sharing everything with Jesus, but he says, I even want your miseries. When we are afflicted, God asks us to share our troubles with him and to ask for deliverance. When we have sinned, we repent, we confess our sins to God, and we ask for His forgiveness and His spiritual healing. When we are tempted, we shouldn't try to face it alone. We need to ask God for His help. When people speak against us, we must cry out to God for help, and we ask God to take care of our enemies. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. When we are opposed, challenged, or criticized by others, we need to find our refuge in the Lord. He will strengthen us. If God is on our side, we can take on any foe. When we feel confused, we should seek light and clarity from the Lord. The evil one always wants to drive us to discouragement and for us to despair. But Jesus will never abandon us, so we need to turn to Him in our need. St. Stanislaus writes that this is only a small sampling of the troubles and the emotions that we can face in this life. He calls us to a deeper conversion. Emotions will come and go in life. Jesus is our King. If we stay close to Him, we can endure any emotion, and we can offer them to the Lord.